Hello and welcome to Final Cthulhu, Ballista Critters Season 4. In the last episode, the team beat the living shit out of several beavers, and as such have harvested their body parts for various materials. Can I get whoever wanted a shield to explain how they managed to get said shield?
Gertrude, see the beaver tail and be like, idea time. I could definitely use that as a shield. So, in very Gertrude way, she's just going to walk up to the beavers or grab the tail and just going to sit down and cut it off, I think, because we want one of her porcupine needles. Tail shield.
Lovely. Yeah. Which will be a 2SP and a 3DR. Did anyone else want anything else from this room before we move on to the last area?
Me.
Go ahead. What do you need? What do you want?
Manny will take his trowel and try to chop off another tail to replace it from his quarter so he can get a better shield. Do I need to roll for it or...?
No, I'll say considering, you know, the beavers are freshly dead and whatnot, you can just kind of whack it until bits of it come off. You know, maybe there's a bit of spine that you kind of yank out and sew back round to use as a handle.
I mean, Jacob's only got one SP. Sorry.
That's fine. What do you want to do with one SP?
Well, I was going to ask if I can have a look around and see if there's anything small enough that I can pick up that might help me.
Jacob, would you like my old quarter shield? Now I've got this beaver shield. It's only one SP.
Oh, is that right? Take a quarter.
Yeah.
Yes. One SP, one DR bulk is two.
I'll do the job, aye. Yeah. Aye, give me that quarter over, thanks.
Cool.
Can I pick up a pair of some teeth to make it into a gauntlet?
Okay. You want to make a tooth gauntlet. So,
yes.
Roll me... what would it be for looking for tape? Noggin. Let's go for a noggin. Roll me a noggin. I'll say it needs to be a 5.
Noggin. See where my noggin is. Noggin is a D6. Oh shit. Bollocks.
Well, I'll say you can have a tooth, but you'll be holding it in between your knuckles and not actually taped anywhere, so.
It's not worth it.
I'll say something like that. If you're holding on to it, every time you use it, I would want a roll of 50-50 to see if you end up dropping it or if it gets stuck inside the thing that you're trying to fight.
Nah, it's not worth it. I was going to basically, if it succeeded, I was going to replace it with my trowel, but there's no point.
Yeah, if you hadn't rolled a 1 there, then maybe you could have done something. Yeah. Took, do you want anything?
Well, I wasn't really going to get anything, but what I was hoping was I've got way too much SP. I'm sitting on a decoy, a quarter, some honey. I wanted to down the honey, trying to get my grit back. I don't really need the health, but I was going to get my honey back, get my grit with the honey. I need 4 health, 4 grit back, and then I could do a D10 of health. But I wanted to combine the quarter with my screw chain. Now, I didn't want to increase the damage, and I was hoping to try not to increase the SP. But basically, I was going to turn it into a mace. Like, you know, it's a big screw. Weave it through one of the links, and I hold the screw like it's the handle of a mace, and then have the quarter on the end of the chain as, like, the bashing part of a chain mace. And kind of, like, get rid of it. I was hoping to just do that without just chunking the quarter. You know, without increasing damage, and hoping to not increase SP. Because increases SP, it defeats the purpose for me.
So you don't want a damage increase?
The screw chain already gets a D10. But yeah. I feel like if I tried to ask for a damage increase, you'd still stick the SP increase on me, so I'm kind of giving a take.
Well, if it's two of the same items that you've had...
Well, together, there are two different items, and it's 4 SP, and that's way too much for me. I mean, I'm, like, negative 5. Like, I have 10 SP right now with the decoy. The screw chain has 3, the quarter has 1.
Wait, are you over your SP limit?
Yes, but I just got the decoy. Holding the decoy in this room, you know?
I'll say if you're going to combine the chain and the coin, you can take off an SP for it.
Okay.
Because it's attached to it, so, you know.
Yes, separately items, they're 4, so I go down to just 3?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. And the screw chain has a D10. Can we leave it? Are we going to leave it at that? Or do I need to... Are you going to increase the damage?
Rich, give me a number between 1 and 100.
69.
Roll me a D100.
Oh, the best kind. The best kind, yes.
Has to be over.
Yeah. If you get that, you've won the entire game.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, no, you don't get
it. 49. Nice. Close. Not the good. That's kind of messed up. Next up, 69. Someone didn't know what they were doing.
You got the 6 one way around.
Wow. Now, also, the quarter gave me 1 DR, and the screw chain gave me 2. Am I able to keep the 3 DR they gave me, or do I need to knock me down to 2? You want to do the D100 again?
Yeah, go on, D100. Go on, if it's 69.
96! Perfect! Ah, reversed. All right, reversed, yeah. They didn't know what they were doing. And after that, I drank my honey.
So you got the D10 worth of health and grits, was it?
And it's 3 health, so I go up to 15 health. Yeah. Alright, I'm good to go. And I think that's all I really wanted to do. I couldn't really think of any other way. I mean, in my head, I can't really think of a way of creating a backpack to hold this decoy.
You're inside the security room, so if you give me a good enough kind of noggin check, then maybe you can find something.
The only thing I could think of is using some of these old computer cables, maybe like a VGA cable or something to go to these monitors and just like kind of wrapping it around myself.
I'll tell you, in kind of this kind of office, there would be like a bag and yeah, there would be cables and whatnot. So,
because I gotta lower it by 2 or increase my SP by 2 or lower it by 2 because I only have 5, and so with the screw chain and the decoy combined, it's 7. So I need to find 2 more SP.
You have to leave it there, otherwise. Yeah.
That is a 10 plus 1. That's 11.
If you're knocking.
Yes, I have a D10. I'm a thinker. Jeez. And I have a +1 to my noggin.
Okay, well, in that case, I will say you can find a lost property box that has a Fun Urchin Water Park backpack in it. Ooh. One of those little shitty children's ones. Roll me another D10 and let's see how much SP it will give you. Being generous.
9.
Jesus, 9. Okay, there you go, 9.
So I get 9 SP for that backpack?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
that was a
I love
10
it.
On your on roll 10, so.
Perfect. Awesome.
Feeling generous.
Oh, what a...
got a big sack now.
Yeah, I need a good SP increase.
Well, go on then, give me a roll of a noggin, see if you can find another thing. I mean, I'd say you've already found the lost property box, so you won't need a maximum roll, but you'd need at least a 6.
So I'm going to go hunt for a bag as well?
Yeah.
Right, I don't have a very good noggin here. You said you want a 6?
6, yeah.
Right, I need a 6 on a D6. I got it!
Oh, I've got a 6!
Yeah, so, Jacob also jumps into the lost and found box and finds himself a bag. What's a bag?
Tell roll me a d10. Roll me a d10 and see how big it is first off.
Okay.
Satchel.
8.
Oh, fuck me. Good rolls today. I'll say you can find a slightly smaller version than the one Tugan has. It's,
What does yours look like, Tugan?
Yeah, describe.
I'm going to literally say, without saying it, I'm going to say a goodbye kitty backpack. It's like going to be bright pink with literally giant little cat ears across the top. It's gonna be like the face of Goodbye Kitty on the back. Like it's gonna be shaped like that, so it'll be a big old round backpack, just big enough to fit my decoy.
Jake's gonna be like, God, there's a cat on this bag. Ugh. And he's gonna take a pen.
I don't know. I feel like it's very
fashionable. Draw big ears on it. And try to make it look as bunny-like as possible.
So you doodle on some bunny ears.
Yes, I'll have a Goodbye Kitty with bunny ears on.
Because, you know, maybe you poke a small hole in a bit of it. That's why it's now an 8, not a 9. There you go. That's gives a good story behind it.
That's great. Can I search the box quickly before we carry on? Because I would like to find a battery.
Roll for the thing. I gave you the bare details, so yeah, alright. I'd want a battery in a lost property box. What are people thinking? What we can roll here?
Battery, I can find it in torches.
Fuck him.
Nah, you see, now that I've got my bag, actually, I'm going to drop that quarter and I'm going to see if I can cut off one of those beaver tails.
I mean, there were 4 beavers and 2 tails have been used. First off, Cartman, roll me a d10 and we'll see if you get a battery. I want at least a 7 because it's an unusual item. Yeah, no, you don't 4. Want a battery in there.
That's worth a try.
Right. So, Cap wants a beaver tail as well. Go hunting?
You want me to? I mean,
well, tell
I
me
mean, I
do.
Killed the beavers. They are. I know where they are. I don't need to hunt
tell
for
me how
it.
Do it.
All right, I take out my keys again and I just start hacking.
Slowly saw.
Fair enough. Okay, same thing then. So that is a 2SP and a 3DO.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah, and I don't know. I drop the quarter or something.
I mean, you could always keep the quarter.
Fine, I'll keep the fucking quarter as well then.
It's an extra SP. Right. No, extra DR even.
Just make an armor out of quarters.
Can I make a beaver skin cap?
Nice idea, Took. I think that'll be quite fetching.
Yes, I feel like it would look good in my head. What do you? I'm glad you think so, Mr. Jacob. I feel like
right,
it would be very
I'm
nice.
I'm gonna want a D100 roll on this one. Rich, what's the number?
Ooh, I'm gonna go with 53.
There you go, 53.
I would just love if Richard just every single time was 69. Like,
that's
give me
a
number.
Okay, 69.
Yeah.
You made it hard for yourself.
No, we're going with 53. You already said it. It's a lower number. Sorry. Oh, wait. Never mind. It's 88. Yeah, doesn't matter. I just love, like, he just takes a second every time, like, I don't know. Just go ahead and go with 69 again. Just every time.
All right. Okay. So, what do you want of this beaver skin hat then?
I want it to be like a beaver skin hat, you know, like Daniel from the old
like
American
like, you see the like Hercules wearing the lion head, except it's a beaver head with the teeth coming
out
of your
face.
In
terms of like SP or things like that, do you want it to do anything?
I will see.
Purely fashion, darling.
Is it purely fashion?
Hold on. Perfect. I have found it. Give me a second.
Found.
You know what, while he's doing that, these beavers are cunts. I want to desecrate one as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, I wasn't going to go that far, Mr. Jacob, but you know what? I can feel like I do have to mutilate the corpse to get the skin hat. I am implementing it into our, you know, Abyssord cat chat.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm going to be walking up to the next level just covered in beaver entrails.
Okay, that wasn't what I was expecting, but okay.
Oh, you thought...
So, I thought you were going to go horrible.
Are you
saying we can't make some beaver stew, then?
I mean, this is kind... What I was originally thinking... For everyone at home, it's more like a... Can I say a... Is a country a brand?
Yeah, no, just say what you want to do.
Like a Russian... Like a Russian... It's more like a Russian winter hat.
I have one of them.
I would say... It kind of goes over the ears, it drapes down.
Right. So, what do you want this thing to do?
We're 15
minutes in and we're just desecrating corpses.
I just want it to look fashionable. It has no benefit. I just want to take it for fashion. Literally,
okay, yeah,
not
cool.
Even kidding.
I mean, it's still dripping blood and it will decay because you haven't tanned the hide.
Well, then can I just take the hide and eventually tan it to make it so?
You're a toucan. How the fuck are you going to learn how to tan a
hide? I mean, I've got 7 spare SP. Can I just have a full beaver skin hide to take up the spare SP?
Yes, I mean, okay.
This is actually more sure. what I'm thinking. Hold on. This is. I'm actually going to
stuff the hair, like the skin of one of these beavers, into your bag.
Yes.
Yeah, like a full on raccoon hat. Yeah.
You realize
how much SP does that take?
I mean, the skin of a fucking beaver.
I mean, in our defense, it's just the skin. It's not the whole meat of it.
No, it's not the whole beaver. It's
the skin does have some weight to it, coming from a fur, you know, taxidermist myself.
Alright, roll me a d6 and that's how much it takes up. Minimum of 3.
Fucking hell. 1!
Yeah, I say 2.
Okay, I'm taking a beaver skin as well then.
Oh. For fuck's sake. Come on then, roll me a d6. Minimum of 3.
You do realize that there was an episode that Jacob and Toucan were beating up the headless corpse of a hamster, right?
Yeah, like we're just beating up Postman's ass.
Yeah, yes. So you think this is insane? Like this? Do you think this is insane?
Join us next week for more animal desecration.
All right, I've got myself a beaver skin. I've got myself a beaver tail. I think I'm good.
Right. I'll say if you don't specifically do something with that skin soon, it will stink. And it will affect you having like a major vibe, like negative impact or disadvantage. So you're gonna have to actually try and do something.
I dare say, I think Mr. Jacob, we're gonna have to find some lots of salt.
We'll see what we can do when we get back to the train.
I mean, you're in an aquarium, so there would technically be aquarium salt.
Ah, we should look for that.
Right, and with your macabre sense of shopping, you will hear the voice over the tannoy taunting you.
Well, 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 what do we have here then? Some disgusting critters from the surface, it seems.
Holy shit, he's British with a lisp, it's the worst it can be!
Oh, good choice. Lispy Englishman everywhere.
And it will taunt you and say that, you know.
I could pick on them individually if you'd like.
If you want to, but yeah. You know, essentially you want them into the next area, you know.
Oh, okay. Mind, you know? I see.
I'm already motivated to go and meet this guy. I won't find answers.
Good luck. I haven't given any pretext to any of this.
No, not that I'm going in completely blind. This is great. All I've been told is just to beat the crap out of you. That's it. That's all I've got.
Yeah. I don't know who you are.
Who the hell are you?
So as you kind of get the hint to go into the next area, maybe lights turn on the way to this ride, and you are drawn into the main ride of this area. Imagine, if you will, like a half glass bottom boat that is decorated to look like a submarine. So as you go through the aquarium rides, you can see all sorts of the natural little kind of critter fish and whatnot as you're in this boat. And the door to one of these boats will slowly open up, and you will hear a voice beckoning you inside.
Starting at the beckoning you sideline.
Come here, down into the dark. See what's waiting for you.
Has anybody else noticed the obvious trap?
Is anyone else as aroused as I am?
I really hope it's lobster. I really fancy lobster tonight.
Just before we go on and get ourselves into this trouble, does anyone want a sweetie, perhaps? Because
yes,
if you need a miss.
I'm sorry to make you repeat yourself, Matt. Did you say that the beaver skin was a minimum of a 3 SP?
Yeah, minimum of a 3.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, I didn't want to give it to you too easily.
So, Kalaris is going to pour a bit of the sweet cup into his own mouth, because I'm looking rough here.
Oh,
And then offer.
Can I still have one?
Oh no! Never mind. I've poured two servants.
You've only got a one, so yeah, you find some bad sweets at the bottom of that.
Yeah.
Make sure you add it onto there. You're eating two. Right?
Yeah. Oh. Seven. Oh, I don't know. Who's in the most dire fucking need at the moment?
I'm basically at full health and grit, because I got all my grit back in that fight.
I should be good now.
My grit is... My health is okay, but my grit is...
It's fine. Don't worry about your health. Just come on down. It's fine. Just come as you are, please.
Yes, not quite what I demise. Bird boy, skunk, do either of you want something?
I feel like compared to me, like percentage wise, you're a lot worse off because you're down like 9 health and I'm only down like 3.
Took.
It says 18 out of 27 for you.
And you can keep waiting.
I'm fixed. Mine up. Took, you're 12 out of 19 down 7. I've healed myself.
I'm 15. I'm 15 out of 19. I ate some honey.
There you go. I didn't know. Anyone, is that us all good then?
Can I have one?
Good as we'll ever be.
As I don't hear anyone else in need, so I think we'll continue on.
Well, I'm okay as health-wise, but my power's a bit low.
Unfortunately,
I feel like we're being beckoned down, so we would like to take a squat and actually have a chat for a second instead. How was your day?
How's your day, Klaus? Hold on. Let's just stay here for a second.
Yeah, Klaus, how was your day, Klaus?
I'm not going anywhere. You carry on.
Does anybody have any tea? I feel like we need tea here. Have a good little tea. Look a little bit of tea here.
Yeah, can we set up camp?
That'd be great. Yeah. We can have a campfire.
That's sick.
Can we
do a campfire song? CAMBFIRESONG. Bong.
So yeah, what are you guys going to actually do?
Nothing.
I think we need to head on down towards a creepy person in the basement.
Sounds like the plan.
Now, Styles, if you remember, add the fish facts as this battle goes on.
There are fish facts.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Since when do octopi have mouths below their eyes like that?
Oh, yeah, they just do.
It's a new world.
Right, if you don't start doing something within the next few seconds, I will just say this.
Manny opens the door.
Combat.
Manny opens the door into the submarine.
Jacob goes to kick down the door and falls in because Manny's already opened it.
Right. In which case, let's get this out of the way. You're automatically going to have to roll your... Might as well roll the initiative now, but you can have your conversation in a minute. So, you'll scurry everyone, if you please.
Right.
I got a 7.
Oh, shit.
Alright, so...
I got a 2.
I got a 7.
6 for me.
4.
2... What do you get for that?
4.
Why's it got a plus one?
I get a plus one to score it, but I have disadvantage.
Right. Jay, you're on what?
6.
And Cartman?
7.
We faced.
You don't normally roll like this. What's going on?
I mean, you are going to kick their ass, essentially, so...
What?
Fuck, from Peach to Peach. Okay.
I told you, we're all going to be good friends. I've got 8 arms, there's a few of them. It's a good time.
8 arms for 8 hugs.
Matt did say there is always the non-fight method in this game. And Jacob going up first, this could happen.
He's shaking his head. He's shaking his head, I don't think it's going to happen.
He's going to make it hard for him.
You can do this, Jacob.
Same as usual then.
Right, go on then. What are you going to do then? You're going into the depths of this submarine ride, and as you all go
the door behind you closes... That health bar. No. Yep. No. No. Yep. What the fuck?
I can't see the health bar.
I can, and I wish I couldn't.
Yep.
Jay's technically the DM.
Oh!
Privileges.
I ain't getting that fucking close.
Well, you're all in the same ride. What's happening now? We're going to do the door closes behind you and this thing starts
trembling. This is a lovely train.
Along.
Oh my god, there's a ugly octopus in front of me.
Whoa. Ugly? How dare you? I'm very sensitive about my looks, I'll have you know.
Aye, that was a bit harsh, mate. Listen up, dicks for arms.
Yeah, come on. Wow.
I've got just one question. We are looking to get to higher ground. We're trying to escape floodwaters. And this is absolute nonsense, this place. Do you know what we've gone through to get here? What the fuck are you doing?
Sorry, who are you? You've just come down into my area. Into my little domain. And started calling me dicks for arms. Come on, now.
Thank you. I would like to say that I
and
don't
kill my
think
henchmen. Yeah, hold on. By the looks of all those lovely beaver skin things you're wearing, you've killed my beavers. You've beat my beavers to death.
I don't think your arms are dicks. I just want to add that in there. I don't think your arms are dicks.
Well, he's technically not wrong.
One of them is.
Oh, okay.
Those buck
okay.
tooth pricks were very disrespectful.
Well, they were good friends of mine. I don't appreciate you calling them buck-tooth pricks.
I don't quite care.
You've got buck-teeth as well. You're a rabbit.
I mean, we're carrying them with us if you want to see them.
What are you trying to turn this around on me for?
if you still want to see them, you can still see them. I'm going to pull out the skin, the beaver skin. I mean, here they are. They're still here with us.
Oh, my God.
Did you reckon that's an attack opportunity there?
How could you? He had a family.
Yeah, you we killed bastard. His brothers as well.
I don't think he has a family
anymore. I think
anymore
you guys might be the bad guys.
Home.
I think you know that, right? You're the bad guys.
You know what, I'm quite sure of that.
I would provoke
you know,
right.
I'm normally,
the main role?
I'm feeling provoked.
I still don't know what we're doing here. Like what is going on?
You know, I hate to say, Jacob, I do think he's right. I'm not going to really argue. I do think we are the bad guys in this scenario.
Anyone else here about music battle? You have six. How many are you going to use? Welcome to a new additional rule of this game. Octopi have eight arms, therefore it rolls as a d8. Whatever that roll is the amount of times it can attack per round. However, it does make it one more time easier to hit per over one.
Okay.
So if it attacks twice, it's one easier to hit. Attack six times, it's five times easier to hit. Enjoy.
Twat him in the mush.
You've upset me, so I'm going full. I'm going straight
full. Okay. Who are you going for?
Can I do it individually? Can I do one tentacle per person? Or does it all have to go on one?
You can do whatever you want.
I'd like to slap every single one of them, please.
That's only five. So
you've
got
one more.
There's a decoy.
More. Okay.
There's a decoy.
You're getting double.
The rabbit.
The rabbit
because he was being very mean.
Okay, right. So
fuck you,
you'll need
break.
To scurry. Can you beat a one and a four? That's two rolls.
Two rolls.
Two nice. Rolls. He's attacking you twice.
Oh wait, I've been doing once.
Yeah, I got a five and an eight.
Yep. Yeah, okay, so that misses that one.
Yeah, so I'm just dodging these tentacles like. I don't know, like a small bunny ballerina.
Oh, you said it.
Manny Manure, can you beat?
Oh, there's
yeah,
respect
that's a
one in the
ballet. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Gertrude, can you beat a six?
Oh, I already rolled for about two.
Why did you already roll?
Because he thought you meant everyone when you were telling Cap to roll.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay, yeah. Right, so you got hit Carter.
So I'll take that one.
What are you hitting him with?
Just the blunt force trauma of a tentacle, I would imagine.
None of your fancy little...
No, I might save those.
You don't want any of your special attacks and whatnot?
No, I might save
don't
those. Let's see what happens first.
Well, don't forget, you have got, you know, several very tasty-looking weapons.
Mm.
If I can get the damn thing to move.
He has weapons?
He does.
Oh, yeah.
He has quite a few.
And that plus is onto it.
Matt, stop encouraging the evil.
Okay.
Let the man
you know
please.
Oh,
character.
Just fuck already.
I'm
going to
go with the trident.
The trident? You're going to throw a trident there?
I'm going to throw a trident.
Okay, so that's a d10 and a d6. What's that? Ooh, 10. That's a d4 even, sorry. So that'll be so 11 damage to Gertrude. And
okay, hang on. But I got, I got 4 SP. I got 4 DR.
Yep, so you only take 6 of that damage. What's the trident doing now?
The trident pins critters until they are freed.
Yeah, so you are now pinned two positions. That means you cannot move, you cannot attack.
Take that, you spiky bastard.
So we'll put
I'll take six damage, yeah? Was it again?
Yeah, six damage, and you cannot move until someone frees you.
Oh, great. I'm on
next one.
Half health again.
Is Kalaris. Can you beat a two?
So me, I don't get a one yet. Oh, for fuck's sake, roll 20. The dice are gone again. I'll roll on Google.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope that you know you can trust me.
I will.
That's a 4 plus 2, so 6.
Okay, so that's automatic. And now the toucan. Oh, that's a 10. I'll let you try and roll against it and use grit if you want.
And I had to beat my... It's my scurry, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a D8 of scurry. There's no way I'm going to beat that. You might as well go and just roll
it. I mean, you can roll it and burn grit.
Okay, well, I will roll it. Ooh!
Grit then, technically, if you want to beat the attacker. If we're doing the group set.
Well, I have to burn... Can I do... Because it's only 3, 6, and 9.
Yeah, I'm not happy with those numbers, so we'll do what we want to do.
You know what? Okay, done. 4. I will burn 4 grit. So absolutely. I just got it back. So
he will narrowly
burn.
Just dodge you.
Considering you're encouraging me to burn it, I'm assuming that was going to be a lot of damage. So yes, I will take the hint.
I tell you what. What damage would that have been? Let's just have a rough look. It would have been 9.
Yeah, no.
What
yeah,
would it take to free Gertrude right now?
Right, so that will take a turn. You will need to use a scrap check, and it will need to be a 5 to pull it out the wall. Gertrude is pinned.
Right, so I've only got a D6 in scrap at the moment.
That's fine.
So we have to burn grit.
That's fine.
I think that I'm probably better off burning grit for an attack, if you don't mind, Gertrude.
That's fine. But do I still get my turn if somebody gets me loose this round?
No, if you
your turn.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
What are you going to do in your turn?
I was trying to attack.
Don't forget, you also have your abilities and you also have your traits and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I think you'll do a better attack with your keys, so probably. I think you should go for it.
Yeah, what's this? Can we tell what the scurry is in this monster?
No.
Fuck.
You cannot.
That's an octopus. I'm guessing it's not particularly high.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, I would. I would like to know.
That's why I asked the question, actually.
Staring this octopus down, trying to decide what I'm going to do. He just bursts into attack mode.
Leave. That's an option.
You've done enough. You've already tried to slap me.
You could just let me eat you.
Let me jump into your mouth, and Jacob lunges towards him with the keys. Starts flipping and turning and brandishing them, and he goes in for the hit. I'm going to roll my D6, and... You know what, I'm going to burn 6 grit on this as well.
Alright.
So that's a 9.
That's 9, okay. So we're going to do this off camera so you can't tell what it is.
You bastard. You motherfucker.
You want to burn grit or not?
Burn some grit.
How much grit do you want to burn?
Make it up to the same sort
of. You'd have to spend one more.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I've got plenty, it's fine.
So
I've got plenty too, big chap.
He will dodge your attack. Gertrude, you are still pinned to the wall, so unfortunately you cannot attack.
Yeah, cool. Miss
I managed to get to burn some grit, so I'm happy with the result there.
Yeah.
Sure. Keep thinking that, buddy.
Matt.
Yeah.
Query, if I use my double scratch, can I spend one of the attacks, end quote, getting Gertrude out and then the other one attacking?
Yeah, it should be free for the next turn after that, then yeah, sure.
Sure. So, I'm going to burn 4 grit, so Kalaris will... no porcupine left behind, I suppose! And he'll yank out the trident. Hey, if I've got the trident in my hands...
You could use it as a weapon, technically, yes.
What's the damage on this thing, motherfucker?
It's a D6, and I will say if you do get a hit on it, it will be a D6... And it will pin one of the arms.
I think I will just use my critter bone then, because it's got a much better. It's got D8.
I mean, it does take it down one attack.
I was going to say,
it would take an attack to take out.
You know what? Sure. Clarice will yank the trident out of Gertrude and immediately whirl.
So I need at least a 6 on that on Scarry. Or Scrap even.
Scrap. That's fine. A 6 on Scrap to get it out. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 2. I'm going to save my grit because I'm going to need it.
So it's stuck in the wall still firmly. And you're attacking the octopi.
Yeah. See if I can do a bit better. That's another 2. Never mind.
No, you miss.
Yeah.
As I say, we're doing the scurry rolls off camera, so no one knows what the number is. Manny Manure, what are you going to do?
So, trident's still in the wall.
Uh-huh.
Wait, am I going to
spit on his paw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's going to spit on his paw and try to grab off the trident.
It's a 6 to get it off.
Oh.
And you manage to pull this trident out. You now have a trident. SP won't matter for just now. You can put it up against the wall, but if you want to keep that later, that would be your turn, unless you want to do anything else. You got enough power to use or anything?
Nothing at the moment.
No powers. Okay, tookie.
I'm not got that much CP left.
Can I try and swing my mace to specifically chop off one of his arms?
Okay.
I played enough video games with multi-limbed enemies.
Yeah, I'd say okay, but you'll need to get what is your roll for that? What's your scurry roll?
My scurry roll is a 8d8.
Okay.
See here.
Ooh, we are running a little bit behind on certain things. A 5. Would you say that's a fair number to let him cut off an arm?
You have to cut off a whole arm.
Yeah.
Oh, with a mace.
It's
more
built
for bludgeoning damage rather than.
That's
just a hit.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I would say for a 5, I'm actually going to be devil's advocate here, even though it's against myself. I feel like it's not enough to take off the arm, but I feel like a 5 is enough to hit it. To hit a specific arm I was aiming at.
Sure, okay.
Maybe not cut it off.
You can hit a specific arm if you want. But yeah, go for it.
And it is a quarter, so not a sharpened. I haven't had enough time to sharpen said quarter.
No.
So
what's your damage?
Let me see here. It is a d10. That is a 3. I did 3 damage.
Oh. That does nothing, I'm afraid.
Yep. I figured damage is bullshit. This is bullshit!
Oh, how terrible. I hope that doesn't happen again. Oh.
And before
awful.
You have another chance to attack, we are a bit delayed on the post here, so let's have our ad read of the episode. Rich, go on and give us a...
Well, I've actually got a few options, whether you'd like me to go through them. I can give you the name of them,
and then you can see.
Let's hear the names.
Hear the names? Okay, there's McWeenie's Wieners. There's Pussy Flaps, Cat Flaps.
I like that one.
Monster Cocks, Chicken and Poultry.
I love
Peter's
these.
File Warehouse.
These are amazing.
And an advert for Post Person Peter, as I've dubbed him.
Give Peter a chance to advertise himself for a change.
Yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, hello there.
Well, it's a toy advert, isn't it? So it's got to be fun and exciting and stuff like that. So. Meet Post Person Peter, a fun toy mailman with a bigger package than you expected.
Oh,
and he knows just how to handle it. Whether it's a girthy parcel or a perfectly average-sized envelope, Peter's ready to give it right to your door and slip it into your hands. Post Person Peter comes with 3 fun and unique accessories for you to play with. A windowless van, where we don't tell the grown-ups what goes on inside. His pet pussy Tess. Pet her just right, and she just might start purring for you. And Peter's large sack, filled with a heavy load he's just waiting to empty for you. So get on down to your nearest Toygasm store today, and pick up your very own Post Person Peter, and start creating traumatic childhood memories today.
That was hot.
I'm slightly aroused.
I'm more than slightly.
So who gets this Post Person Peter's toy?
I mean, that's a good question, considering he did the ad.
Because his arms just now.
Yeah, sure. That post-person pizza.
There he is.
Yeah.
Good God.
With special edition version with post-person baby.
Exactly. I think you mean projectile.
Where's a shotgun when you need one?
Exactly.
Right, I think we did it as a D8 for the...
D8 for the baby.
Post-person Peter has an attack now.
Yes. Right.
I have a minion.
So, it's your attack. Fucking hell.
You have
I
two,
can't wait
two
for the
one.
Words and phrases to come out.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
How are you doing it?
I think I might.
You might. Wish you may, wish you might.
Hmm.
Okay. You have a few powers, don't you?
I do have a few powers, and I think I might use one. I might use my B3 one, my tendril limb.
Go on then, describe it to people.
So, one of your limbs sizzles away into inky black version of itself. It can split into three opposable segments like a flail or remain as one large whip. Choose either the whip or the flail. Your tendril is permanently refashioned into this weapon. Now, as a standard action, you can burn 4 grit to make a mightily disgusting tendril attack. If your limb is a whip, you attack 3 separate times for D scrap damage. And if your limb is a flail, on the other hand, you attack 1 time for 2 D scrap damage.
Shit.
Mm.
So how much grit is that to start with?
4.
4. Okay, so that's 42. okay, you have a 7 on your attack allowance. And now you have a what are you doing with this? Are you going plus 3 or
what? I'm going to change it into a whip, so I have 3 separate attacks.
Okay, are you going to do all 7 plus 3?
No, because it reduces my scurry, doesn't it? So
except I'll for the 3 come as standard distraction, but they are grit based, aren't they?
Not after that.
Oh, okay.
I burned 4 grit to make it into a tendril. Okay. And then after that, yeah, that's it.
Ooh, okay. So how many times are you attacking?
So I would like to attack... We'll go with 3 times, with one of them being the quip.
So
a cool
6
quip.
Technically.
Yeah.
Fuck, who are you taking on?
I think we'll do... I think I think Jacob's getting a few hits there because he's been causing me a few.
How many?
You're the problem. That's the thing. You're the one causing me issues.
I just want to know what the hell's going on.
Just inquisitive. So yeah, the 3 tendril attacks.
Okay, for him. Talk to me.
3d10.
Mm-hmm. 3d10.
Oh, that's only a 2, 2, 2, 1, and a 1.
Oh. What are you rolling for me tonight? For God's sake.
I know.
It's not a normal dice. Okay. You got physical dice.
I do actually, yeah, if you want.
Oh, come on.
I do actually.
Yeah.
It's
fine,
go
again. Nah,
it's fine. Right. It's fine. It's fine. I think it's definitely dodge every one of his attacks.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the one attack.
He is the one.
You have 2 more attacks.
Fucking Neo right here.
I've got 2 more attacks.
Yes.
Okay, I will go for the skunk and the badger.
The skunk and the badger.
I do.
So you both... Oh, well, 1's an 8, 1's a 9. Who's getting what?
You know what, Manny, take the 1.
All right, Manny gets the 1.
I thought you were going to say take the 8, then.
No.
You know what, you can get all the damage.
Go on, roll for the 8.
Because I can technically hit an 8 if the gods are with me.
3.
You know what, fuck it, yeah, come at me.
Come at me, bro.
Okay, so that is... detail worth damage. 5. Are you using any weapons?
No, it's just tentacles.
Just tentacle. Just slap with a tentacle.
Yeah. Just that a wet, moist tentacle.
Never give up for me. So I need to make an instant check to see if I take this damage or 2
yep.
damage.
Or 2 more.
What is the bar for that? It doesn't say, and it always bugs me.
5. We've just capped it as a 5. It doesn't have a bar. It's really weird. I should probably ask that one, but I'd just say for 5s.
Alright.
Because that's a standard roll.
Oh, that's 2, so I'm going to take...
That would be 7.
So 4 damage for me.
4 damage. So this was 3 attacks, so it is 3 points less on a scurry roll. It's quite tight on the last one. So, Jacob, you're up first. You've been desperately slapped at with tentacles, but missed. Maybe
I'm just...
come out of one of them.
I'm just, flipping and... and dodging and I'm just bouncing off of all of the walls at the moment. Like a bunny on crack.
Stand still, you bastard.
No. I'm not just start coming at you again this time. I'm just going to come at you with my legs. I'm going to burn more grit on this one as well. I'm going to go for a d6 on my scrap and another 6 grit.
Jesus, you're basically going...
So I'm going for a 12 here.
Going for a 12, okay. So...
Here's what it is.
Getting hit. Okay, what's the hit gonna
be? It's not like I haven't got the health.
Alright, so that's a d6 plus 3. D6
plus 3, so 9. Ooh.
So I only rolled a 1 there, but that's
fine. Oh, I'm dead, oh no.
That's not why I was using this unarmed attack, because what I'm doing is I'm draining grit from you. So I'm going to roll a d4 as well.
So you've only done 1 damage then, yeah?
So 1 damage, so that's probably going to be nothing.
Yep.
But I'm going to leech some grit from you. And that's going to be, so I'm going to leech 3 grit from you. So I'm going to get 3 of my 6 back.
Ooh, okay. It's a grit sucker. So you're sucking onto a tentacle then.
Yeah, so I just sort of clamped down on one of your tentacles. I didn't do any damage to you and you sort of flicked me off, but not before I sucked some grit at you. Oh, inky.
Gertrude, I will give you an attempt to get off the trident. You'll need to roll a scrap and it will need to be a plus 6, plus 5 even.
I want to do an additional attack against this guy. I would like to cut off one of his tentacles with my shaving razor.
Again, cutting off a limb will require, I'm going to say, a max damage roll.
Max damage roll. Well, I've got a scrap of 10, and you gave it to him at 8. Can I go for 8?
I gave you what for 8?
Well, you'll need to see if you can hit first, Cartman.
Yeah, see if you can hit first. Taking it all up. Can't be a grit.
I could burn it, it's fun.
Sure, you want to burn it?
I'm going to burn it. I'm going to burn some grit to bring that up. Okay, I don't want to lose a tentacle.
Ouch. Okay, so yeah, he's burning the grit. Unfortunately, you don't do shit. He burnt the grit. Yeah, Kalaris, what are you going to do?
Let's run this back, fellow.
And I'm going to burn the 4 grit to do double scratch.
Right.
And my first one will be... Okay, I'm going to hit... catch freezes can't undo crits, can they?
No, can't undo crit ones.
First one is a swing and a miss, getting right up close to the octopus boy. And the second one... Not another one, come on. 6, okay. Yeah, I'm going to stick some grit on that as well if I can. So down 4-2. Don't want to burn too much though. Sorry, I'm mapping here because I can't count. I'm going to burn 2 grit just to make that a little bit more annoying for you to dodge. Bring it up to 8.
Okay, you will hit.
Oh, you need me.
Yeah, he's going to hit you.
Alright then.
What's your damage?
It's just a d8. That's 7 damage.
Gross. 7 damage.
Plus that's 1 poison. Damage. So every turn, you take poison damage now.
And now you're poisoned for 1. So every 1 turn, you get a poison of 1. Right. So stack of damage every time it's your turn.
See?
Madam Anya, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's gonna stride back over to the trident and just try to say, have this back, you bastard. And just trying to fling it back. What was the bow for that?
Well, you got to do your scrap first, anyway.
Yeah. We don't know what scrap is back, do we? Mm.
Scurry, no.
No.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Same then, I'm burning it.
You're burning grit?
I'm burning grit, yeah.
Okay, what's your attack run for? Is it 4?
Yeah. Can I use my cap tracer?
Can do, yeah.
Okay. He's basically picking up the trident and trying to throw it, but he's gonna use his. He's actually gonna pull it out as well and say, "Time to move the blunt, blunt," and try to throw it.
Right, reroll that, Ethan.
Half a pocket.
Ooh, that's even less.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh.
I mean, if you
want
to try to throw it, it's not very
just squeaks
that's
out.
That's what your mum said.
Oh, I'm missing him.
Manny, you're embarrassing me in front of the octopus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so you're going to burn the grit and you ain't getting shit. Oh, that is a fail on the old tribe. Maybe you just fall over backwards, it's too heavy for you. Tukum, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do what I did before and keep hitting him with my my quarter mail, my quarter mace. Can I hit the same tentacle that I hit before? And would it actually, because I hit it, would it be easier to cut all the way through it?
I mean, I'm still going to need at least a good couple of hits on it.
Yeah, okay, okay. But I mean, like, I mean, I've kind of scuffed it a little bit, though. You know, I've weakened the integrity of his skin.
All right, okay.
That's where I want to go. I've weakened the integrity. It's damaged. All right.
So I might have gone this way. I'd have gone health bar of tentacle. But yeah. Okay, go on.
All right. I will do my... It's my scrap, I believe. Which is, I think, a 6. It's a 5.
That would be... Unless you spend a grip. No, you're going to hit. Okay, cool.
Let's see what happens.
Go on then. Roll your damage.
It's a 5.
So that's a 2. I'd say because that's such a low kind of hit, really, then probably not.
I mean, I'm closer to it, so if I hit it next round, am I even closer?
Just keep hacking away.
I'll get... Don't worry, gents, I'll get it someday. Don't worry.
Well, I'm already dead.
Exactly.
Postman Pat's going to have a turn. Are you going to command the Pat Dog to do anything in particular?
Kill. Kill them all.
Which one? It's a 4.
Oh, no.
Who are you going to choose?
Let's go for the badger, as it's all up in my
own creation.
Badger.
No!
Badger beat him. Manny beat a 4.
Wait, Manny? You bitch, that's on a badger. That's a skunk.
No, it's badger. You want Kalaris even. Yeah. Sorry, Kalaris.
That's a 10,
yeah.
Baby.
So, person Peter will fire out a projectile.
Projectile baby. We'll
fire out a baby.
And we'll miss. It's now your turn. How many
times?
I've
told
you
one time, I've told you 1,000. I'm not paying you child support.
You have that many. Who will choose? This is very much a stalemate.
It's
harder.
Yeah.
And we're nearly an hour.
I know. Madness. I'm going for that. Bastard bunny boy again.
Bastard bunny boy, both of them?
Yeah.
Both of them, right.
You're seeing double at the moment. He's bouncing off of the walls so fucking fast.
Yeah.
You have a 2 and an 8 to beat.
Excellent.
4 and a 3. So
well, I got
the
they're both plus 2, so that's a 6 and a 5.
The 5 would still be hit. Are you taking it?
Am I taking it? That's only 3 grit. I've got it, I think.
You gonna take it?
Come on, take the hit. What's the worst that can happen?
Oh, fuck it. Go for it. I'm taking the hit this time. I just got myself some.
That's
some nice DR.
And let's not forget the poison damage here for the octopi.
Oh wait a minute! I didn't know he had poison damage. I'm not fucking taking
No,
that.
Not you. He has. He's
all right. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. So I'll take the 4 points of damage.
You'll take the 4 points of damage. Okay.
Jacob trips up. He falls onto a. I don't know what's in this picture.
Which one are you using that for?
Fucking lily pad, I guess.
Yes, an unarmed attack.
Oh, you're using it now.
Mm.
Okay, so state that you're using it then.
Okay. Well, there we go. I will Uno reverse you. And use my leech ability as well, as I've hit you with an unarmed attack. And I'll be taking my grit back, thank you.
Plus your level.
Yeah.
So that is 7 grit.
Ooh, that's harsh. Okay.
That's thank you, I'll have that back.
Oh, jeez. That puts out the thing. Oh, damn. So now
sucking
you have a bunny
back,
and an octopus sucking each other off.
Yep.
It's exactly how this evening was going to go as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. The camera's not on.
You want to watch,
Jacob? He just sucked a good portion of your grit out.
Oh,
delicious.
I mean, I've got a fairly high grit, so I've still got some. But yeah, I'm just going to go in for the attack again. I'm going to recover on what, I don't know, I guess I fail onto some sort of fucking lily pad or something. So Jacob's going to recover, come back in with these powerful hind legs for a smick. Yeah, you know what? Fuck it, I'll do another six grit on that. So
Jesus.
Something tells me you don't like me.
All I want to know is what are you doing here? You just talk to me.
Unless you want to spend a grit, that'll hit.
Right, so that's yeah, so 8.
So then it'd be,
yeah. Oh yeah, might as well. So, anyway, might as well spend the grit.
You're spending the grit?
I'm spending the grit.
How much grit did you spend, Cap?
Oh, 6. So it's 8 he's got to be.
So you've got to be spending one. You don't spend that much.
Yeah, why not? Just got it back.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll hit him again next round. Take it.
Right, can I take? Can I eat something?
Sure, go for it.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat one of my Chomp and Charge energy bars.
Yeah, just have a little snack mid-battle with fun.
Yep. I'm done sucking on the octopus. I'm gonna cleanse my palate, and I'm gonna regain some grit.
What is such a
Gertrude, it's now your attack.
Oh, and I'm back to full health as well.
So yeah, no, I'm going to try again. I mean, I got stopped the first time around taking that tentacle. I wanted to do it again.
Are you attacking the same one that Tugan's attacking?
No, I want to go for a different one because I got a shaving razor. I should cut one off quite fair enough.
I mean, there isn't hopes for that, but okay. Go for your hit then.
Okay. I got it's scrap, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's scrap. You will hit regardless.
Three.
Right.
So you said I hit regardless.
Yes, and it also adds bleed on if I remember correctly.
Okay. So question, if I spent grit, can I increase my my damage? Yeah. So I rolled a D8, it's only a 3. So could I spend grit to add damage?
Well, you've rolled a D8 for your attack. You haven't rolled the bonk for the weapon as well, have you?
Oh, that was the bonk for the weapon.
Yeah, well, you got to roll your attack again as well, because it's your attack and...
Oh, okay, so I rolled D10 again. Awesome. Got 2. So 5.
5.
No.
I don't know, we've never spent grit for attacks. For damage.
You know, maximum effort.
How much grit are you wanting to spend on this?
Only 3.
You're at 5.
This is going to be a fun battle, so take up to 8.
You want to take it to 8?
I should hopefully take a tentacle.
I mean, I'm not saying you're taking a tentacle with that, you know.
Worth trying.
Okay.
He's swinging a miss. He's swinging a barely hit.
But it does add bleed. How much bleed? 1 or 2?
Is it 1? 1 per hit. 1, probably, yeah.
Solaris, it's your turn.
Slowly whittling him down. Not quite looking as spiffy as you were at the start. I'll hit the 4 grit for the double attack again.
4 grit for double.
And then hopefully, there we go, that's a lot better. 7.
That's 7. And what's the second one?
A 6.
So.
Does this hit?
Hold on.
No.
One of them does. Yeah.
Yeah, second one.
You need 3.
3, yeah.
So one sure. Hit, one attack does hit.
I'm going in with the bone again.
Are you going to bone the octopus?
Yep.
That's a
nice.
That's 5 damage.
5. So that's only 1 damage total though.
Does the poison stack?
Does the poison stack?
This is
I would all, say
still the, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so 2 poison damage each turn.
I'm going to add another dot to that. He has 3 dots on that now.
Collecting all these dots now.
Exactly, it just helps me gather. Okay, so that's your turn done. Manny Manure, what are you going to do?
He gave up the trident, so he's just going to pull out his trowel and say, come on, let's serve out this calamari.
Go on then, roll me your attack.
I rolled a
5. A 5, can you dodge?
What's going on with these rolls?
I'm going to say no for that one. Go on, hit your damage.
Da-da-da. 6.
So, 3. Oof, you're finally near. Well, you're not even halfway. Right. Took.
I'm going for the same tentacle.
I mean, we're gonna do it. Common, we're going for the first same one each. Then yes, I think you could cut one off, but you know.
It's a three.
No, I think Took is pretty damn adamant about that one tentacle.
Well, I'm getting that one tentacle. Like, I would love, like, everybody's attacking from all around. Like, every, like, shit.
That's a miss.
Shit is hitting the fan with the other seven tentacles, and I'm just over here, like, come on, damn it! Ugh, just wailing on
it. Just one grit, that's a miss.
Oh, you're all hitting.
How much do I need to, how much do I need to hit?
Should we tell him or not? Make
him guess. You're right. It's up to you, man.
It's all right if you don't.
I'm divulging no secrets of mine.
You only spend about three.
Oh my god, Al!
You gonna let it go?
I'm gonna go ahead and let it go. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and say no because I can't spend three crit right now. He's taking my grit.
That dog is gonna fire at the four. Who are you aiming at?
We're gonna go for the toucan.
The toucan.
Mm-hmm. What did I do? What I mean, what? I mean, it's not like I'm attacking.
You've been like hacking at my tentacle for a while.
I mean, as you can tell, sir, I'm
it
not
over and over again. You've
I'm not
been
really
caressing it, and I don't like it.
I mean, it really seems like it. It seems to be stiffening every time I'm hitting it. Like I'm just saying. I mean, I feel like you are.
It's slightly shorter than the
That's
other.
That's a ninth
two.
Tentacle. Where did that one come from? Who knows?
Okay, so you have to be a four, otherwise post-person Pete's got fire.
Post-person Peter.
Romy is going. Doop.
Sorry, what was I'm sorry, I just zoned out. What was it?
Romy is going.
My panic attack.
I had a brain fart. I had an absolute brain fart. It's a four.
That's a four. The attack of wit technically beats that, so if you actually want to spend one, that's a d8 of splat attack.
Splat attack.
You want me to spend one d1? You want one grit?
I want you to spend one grit, otherwise postman Pete is going to fire a projectile at you.
Okay, I will spend one. One is just enough
that
I'm willing to do that.
You can spend the one.
Okay. Alright.
Okay, you have that many plus the three still.
God. Could I?
Could you?
Could I?
Could you?
Use my nonsense attack, which is splooge.
Yeah,
and I spray out black ink over an area.
Not the splooge.
It's up to you how large the area is. Can I cover all of them in one go?
I'd say you're in quite a narrow space, so go on then.
Okay, well, if it hits a critter within the area, they are blinded, and that. It's up to you how long that is, whether it's a single round
or turn and wipe it off or something.
Yeah. Okay. And the area is slippery and becomes difficult terrain.
There you go. So that would be an attack at a disadvantage.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And scurries at a disadvantage.
See you flip about now, you bastard.
So, okay, what's the roll they need to beat for that?
That's a very good question. I don't know.
Is it going to be a general attack then?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, okay, if it's just an attack that's coming out, so.
Seven.
My scrap.
Okay, so yeah, you'll need to beat a scrap roll. A 10 or that name? 10 or 10.
Yeah, my scrap's a 10.
Oh, you'll need to beat a 10, everyone, otherwise you are blinded.
Ooh, I'm rolling a scurry, aren't I?
Yes.
Oh,
so the disadvantage really kicks in after this.
I've not got a chance.
Oh man. No, I'm gonna have to skip the round. I can't do the grit there. I wanna save it.
Everyone is blinded.
Yes. Yeah. Good, take my splooge.
I can do it. I'm not gonna get blinded.
Go on then. So you have the grit. Are you going to then attack with the rest of your attacks? Who are you gonna attack?
I think I'm going to use the singing fish.
The singing fish. Okay, so tell me where you pulled that from.
That just pulls out from underneath me somewhere. We won't explicitly say where. I'll reach a tentacle underneath my body and pull out one of those, you know, wall-mounted singing fish.
Right.
And it just starts going, here's a little song I wrote. It starts singing.
And who are you twatting with the singing fish?
I am twatting. I'm going to go for the badger again.
You
right
badger.
Up close.
Okay, badger. You need to beat a 10. So you got 6.
Okay, so I need to beat a 6 then.
Yep.
So you're now one easier to hit because you've done a 1 over the 1.
Mm-hmm.
You still have more to do if you want. Your choice. Ooh, that's a nat one. So you take a fish to the face. What's the damage on that, good sir?
That's a d4 bonk.
So a d10 plus a 4. That's 8.
Damage.
Don't forget your ability.
Oh, yeah, actually, I have to. I don't get a choice in this, right?
Exactly.
Fuck. Ugh, this could be 10 damage. Uh-oh.
So quiet.
That's a 7. I live.
That's a 7, so you only take 2. But technically, you have an SP, so that doesn't do shit. Not actually
a
bonk thing.
DR, yeah.
You have other ones. Are you going to do them, or are you not going to do them?
I will do... Let's do 3 more. 3 more hits.
3 more, is that with the tentacle?
That's with
the tentacle. Yeah.
Come
okay.
Limp.
Who are you taking?
And I'm going to hit... I'm going to attempt to hit the rabbit again.
With all 3?
No, I'm going 1 each. Going the rabbit, the badger again, and the toucan.
Right, so...
I
Jacob
still protest to why, what the hell I did to deserve this.
Who was the second one?
The badger.
The badger needs to be a 10. And Tuka needs to be a 4, so go for it.
You know what, fuck.
I do a scurry, correct?
Yep, scurry.
I hit 10, but
ignore the 4,
right.
Ignore the d4.
That's a 3.
So I need to beat it, right? So I need to burn 1 grit.
Yeah, because you have a plus 2 to
scurry. I have to beat it, so I have to burn 2 grit?
Yeah, Jacob's fine.
Yep.
He's dodging again.
It's bloody
fucking bunny.
Oh, he's so, you know what?
He's so supple and nimble.
Matt, I will burn the 2 grit.
Would you believe he does yoga?
2 grit.
Every fucking
grit.
Because
you need to do any more.
If I meet it, I beat it. On this one.
No, you need to beat it.
So the attacker
wins technically. Yeah.
So I have to burn 2. I will burn the 2 grit and make that a 5.
Cool. So everyone passes.
Yes.
Right, so as of this now round, everything you do is a disadvantage because you're now in splooge. I think you all got blinded, didn't you? Apart from Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob's the only one that can still see.
I was going to say, because
the only one I didn't want.
So you're now too easy to hit.
Dodging everything.
Go for it. What are you going to do?
Can Jacob try and blind the octopus?
Okay.
Wow. Using a beaver skin.
You want to cover him with a beaver skin?
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Do you have some salt to put in his eyes?
Yeah, go for it. How would you describe doing that, and what would you say would be the thing to roll against?
Right, so, N has, you know, mad bouncing off the walls that he's been doing. He takes his beaver skin out of his new kitty bunny backpack and comes down from above on top of the octopus's head dome. I don't know what to call it. Yeah, and tries to wrap the beaver skin around its eyes.
Okay, so you will be able to do that because it missed on the scurry roll. So yeah, I guess now I'm scurry at disadvantage. So yeah. Is that what you're doing?
Can I do anything else?
I said it wasn't really an attack, so yeah, if I could go for it, what do you want to do?
I guess I'll attack. Now that I've wrapped a beaver skin around the dude's eyes, I'll try and stick my keys into his dome.
Go on then, roll me the doodah.
He's only got 2 there, that's not going to go well.
Ooh, a disadvantage, you hit.
Oh, okay. I didn't expect that.
No.
Excellent. So, Jacob, now on top of the octopus with a beaver skin wrapped around its eyes, he jabs his keys, each one of them, into the head of the octopus for a d6 plus... It's 5d4 for a total of 23 damage.
Holy
Oh my
shit.
Lord.
Okay, even with... Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Fucking keys.
What the fuck is that?
He's been trying to get that on you all fucking day.
Yeah.
Still.
Jesus. I don't like this game anymore.
Yeah. Wow.
Jacob's a bouncy little glass cannon.
Yeah, a little bit. Gertrude,
I've barely done anything to any of them.
You attacked us. All I wanted to know is what are you doing here? Just talk to me.
We can talk about this. We can talk about this. It's fine.
Oh, are you willing to talk to me?
All right, I give. Pulls up a chair. Let's sit. Let's chat.
Hey, fuck it. See, on your next attack run, if you want to talk to me,
rather than attacking me,
I'll be happy to listen.
He's got Gertrude to deal with first.
Go on, Gertrude. What are you going to do?
Well, hang on. I'm blinded.
Yeah, so it's a disadvantage.
Okay, so, yeah, same thing. Get an attack. So that is... grab a 10. I've got a 14 10, actually.
Oof.
Oh, my God.
You got disadvantage.
Yeah, that's one. You got to roll again.
Wait, what? Roll again?
You've got disadvantage.
Oh, 8.
Oh, God. Still 8.
Want to do it? Yeah.
Got a bit of grit to burn with, so
I mean that's
quite a lot still.
A lot of grit. Yeah.
Sure, let's get this out with.
Okay, so yeah, okay, so you're gonna spin the grit.
Let's do it.
Sorry, Gertrude, you nearly hit, but you don't. Kalaris, what are you gonna do?
Kalaris is gonna just do a regular old hit. I don't have quite enough grit to go for double attack, unfortunately. That's 6.
Okay.
I'm gonna add the last of my grit to make that 7.
Oh. I mean, what do you wanna do? Take it?
Sure.
Okay, go on. How do you do this then? What's your damage level?
So Clarice is gonna use that big old bonk bone and is gonna smash it down directly on the switch up his head. For 6 and the 8. So that's 8 damage.
Okay.
I'm looking at that health bar, motherfucker. It's looking too good, is it?
No, it's really not.
Don't know what you're talking about. I'm absolutely fine.
He says, with a black eye and a beaver skin in his face.
Yep.
Bruised
tentacles. Half my limbs mangled.
Pretty much, yeah.
He'd like to feel blind light and just try to manage to grapple. He wants to see if he can grapple the bloody thing, just to see if he can make it a bit easier for everybody else to hit.
There's no point doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Alright. Just whack him in the mush with the trowel, I suppose, then.
Go on, then. Do double. Take the lower.
Whack him in the mush.
That's 6. One more.
Sure.
You never
want to
survive
much longer. How dare you?
Sorry, Manny, but you missed just about.
Another one I'm holding on. It's pretty pointless.
Yeah,
we'll start the round when I take poison damage.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, that actually counts for you. Okay.
Save me, post person, Peter. Block their attacks with your body.
Two, what are we going to do?
I'm gonna hit the same damn tentacle. How dare you even ask? At this point, do you really think I'm gonna change my answer?
Okay, so what is your...
You can blind him with your beaver skin like I did.
Nah, just get his ass. Jump him quick.
That's a 5.
You wanna spend the grit?
I might as well drag this out for as long as possible.
I mean, at this point, I'll say, yeah, okay, fine, but you are kind of just dying a second anyway.
Exactly.
First person, Peter, will fire at who?
Does it really matter at this stage?
I mean,
me. Put me out of my misery.
So you hold post... You've got, actually, describe how you kill yourself.
I'm not actually doing it.
Come on.
He turns around, opens his legs, and fires out a baby. Straight through my own face.
And with that...
dramatic.
Otto is dead.
Are you kidding me? He's dead?
Yeah. And in my dying Jacob's breath, I was like, you'll get no answers from me.
Jacob slapping him in the face. Wake up, you prick. You inky bastard. I am not...
You would like.
I'm not accepting this. I want some fucking answers.
You asked me
go
to
on then, good last will and testimony.
You asked me to write a last will.
Yeah.
Is that like in his like very back limb? Does I like scribbled up notes?
Jacob's just angrily pacing now.
You bastard! Oh, silence for the last will and testament of Otto.
This is the last will and testament of Otto Reginald Graham Archibald Sebastian Matthias, the octopus.
And if you hadn't kept up with the abbreviation, that spells orgasm.
Nah, I'll try to find that out.
I hereby leave all my worldly possessions to my love, insert current partner, spouse, or lover here, in their absence or complete lack of existence, or in the more likely case, I have masturbated myself to death, then the rules of finders keepers apply, and whoever has found this can go ahead and take all my things. I don't care, I'm dead.
I think we can argue that he wanked himself to death.
I mean, not far off.
Wow, okay, so that is the end of that battle, and due to the time frame, I will say we'll do items after the episode has ended, and we'll give a brief description of level ups and stuff in the next episode. Richard, thank you very much for joining us.
That's all right.
Otto.
It was glorious. Loved every moment. I'm glad none of you got any answers.
Not that
I knew anything anyway. I genuinely don't know any answers. You'll have to ask Matt. I don't know.
Would you like to sign us out the episode for this episode?
No.
Thank you very much everyone for listening, and goodbye.